Good morning, everyone. Oh, there's Steve joining us now. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Highlands Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 3 this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 at 10 a.m. The meeting is being held at the office of Yorktown, South Jordan. Let's do a roll call for our minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Guy Haskell.
Guy is a board member.
Jason Haskell, board member.
Diane Roberry. I forgot what I was.
You're with the developer.
Yeah, with the developer. I think I'm like an assistant or something. I have an official title, but I forgot.
Oh, you're the clerk. You're the clerk. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Diane. Go ahead, Shelby.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
And we got a message from Steve Griffith, who is on the Zoom line in chat, saying that he's present. So let's move forward. We're going to follow our agenda that was provided to the board. We have a preliminary action item. For efficiency purposes, we simply want to combine the meeting for Highland Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 3, rather than have separate meetings for each one. If there aren't any questions, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Highlands Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 3?
Yes, I'll motion that we do so.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion made by Guy Haskell, the second by Jason Haskell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by unanimously. Let's now move to our consent item. The board did receive the board minutes from the September 23rd, 2025 meeting. We need to approve those, but first I'll open it up to see if there are any questions that the board has on those minutes. Okay, no questions. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the September 23rd, 2025 board meeting?
I'll make the motion as stated.
Thank you. We have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, so I think that motion was made by Steve.
Jason.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to follow it here with the second by Guy Haskell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our next item, which is to conduct a public hearing to take comments on the tentative operating capital budget that was adopted on the September 23rd, 2025 meeting. We need to have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting. So do we have a motion to conduct the public hearing portion of the meeting?
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now open. And we do have Shelby Clymer of CLA here to address any questions that the public may have. I do not see any members of the public participating on the Zoom video link. We can confirm there are no members of the public here participating at the meeting at the offices of YorCal. Therefore, I think we can entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I will make that motion that we close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion made by Guy Haskell, second by Steve Griffith. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. We're going to move on to our action items. The first action item is to consider approval of resolution 2025-05. This is a resolution adopting the final budget for calendar year 2025 and 2026. So we're going to turn the time over to Shelby to go through the budgets with the board.
Thanks, Tom. Board, just as a reminder, we did not make any changes from when you approved these as the tentative budget. We really just did placeholder administrative budgets for the three districts at this point, just to kind of help ensure that, you know, CLA and York Howell can complete the compliance items as required by the state. So happy to run through those in any additional detail. But again, no changes. And then I would just also note, this is kind of the final piece that the state needs for the open compliance item. So we'll get these filed once we have that signed resolution following today's meeting. Any questions?
How long does it take on these budgets? And maybe you're not the right person to ask, but we're getting close with the city to where we have to get one more approval before, at least my understanding is we need one more preliminary approval for the entire project, and then we can put budgets, start putting budgets together for the first PID. What kind of a timeline is involved in putting that together? Is it possible to get that in this year, or is it going to be too late? Well, of course, we might not get approved through the city this year, at this late in the year. But yeah, what kind of timeline do we look at to, before you, from the time you get the budget until you get the actual funding? Does someone know?
Yeah, good question. So, and Tom, you can probably answer this a little bit better than I can, but the underwriter, so Sam Elder and his team at DA Davidson, will really kind of run point on that bond transaction once those kind of final pieces are in place. So I would say, I mean, nobody can provide guarantees on this, but typically those timelines are, you know, maybe in the 90 to 120 days. Again, that can be a little bit quicker or slower depending on circumstances. Tom, do you have anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, I agree, Shelby. Guy, when you receive your required approvals for the project, you'll work with Sam Elder at DA Davidson, and they will officially launch the bond transaction. They'll put a timeline together. There will be a schedule of things that we have to do. And typically, the quickest I've seen that done is usually 3 months. And most of the time, it's somewhere between 3 and 6 to 7 months, depending on how quick the developer is to provide and get certain information in. So I would recommend that you get a hold of Sam and talk with him about when you think you're going to have approval and when we could get the official transaction launched.
Do we know for sure what we need? I mean, we have a approved master development agreement for the entire project, but somewhere along the line, I think Sam mentioned you needed a preliminary approval, and I don't know if this is it. We're going through a preliminary approval, but the preliminary approval includes mapping out all the sewer, water, and storm drain for the whole project, which I don't know if that's necessary for the initial funding in the first PID to have the sewer, water, and storm drain done for all three. Do you know, or would that be a Sam question?
Well, what I'm gonna recommend we do is let's you and I call Sam, and you can let him know where you're at, and he can give us an idea of what he thinks is still needed to launch the transaction. So so that would be the proper place to kind of find out a timeline for moving forward.
Okay.
So do we have any further questions on the proposed 2025-2026 budgets for the Highlands PID Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 through 3?
Yes. Will we be able to change that once we get the budget for the items we need, update it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Guy, okay. We'll go through the same process. So we'll put together an amended budget at that point and go through kind of the two meeting process to get that adopted at that point.
Okay.
Okay. We need a motion approving the final budgets for Highlands Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 3.
I'll make the motion to approve the budget as stated by Shelby.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, so we have a motion by Steve Griffith. I think the second was by Guy Haskell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our second action item, which is to consider approval of a tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. I mean, basically, once the bond transaction launches and the district has received its money, typically you have to have 5 meetings held every year, one per quarter, and then it requires an extra board meeting at the end of the year to adopt final budgets. And so because everybody's spread out, we just try to leave the calendar flexible, not specifying any date, but just recognizing that we're going to need quarterly meetings. And then as we move into next year and we get a more definitive timeline of the bond transaction, we can always amend this. But the board did receive the proposed calendar in your packet. Are there any questions?
So is this the year-end meeting for 2025 then? Or will there need to be another one?
No, this is a proposed calendar for 2026, Guy.
Yeah, but will we need another one in 2025 or is this our last one?
This is the last one.
Okay.
So do we have a motion approving the tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026 for the districts?
Yeah,
do we have dates on it or just 4 quarterly and 1 year end at this point?
Yes.
Yes, we have dates, actual dates on it?
No, Guy, we're not going to do dates right now because we don't know what the transaction is going to look like. So part of what we need to do is to keep the district in compliance is the district has to adopt a calendar for board meetings every year. And so that we're simply getting this formality done. But you can just count on that we'll most likely have a board meeting every quarter, and we'll have one towards the end of the year for the budget meeting, adoption of the budget.
But, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to?
I will motion. That motion.
You want to do it, Guy?
Yeah, I'll motion that we approve the calendar year for meetings for 2026.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. So we have motion made by Guy Haskell, second by Jason Haskell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion does pass unanimously. We have no administrative non-action items to discuss today. So before I ask for a motion to adjourn, Guy, I will follow up with you and Sam and get you guys connected, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks. Motion by Guy Haskell, second by Steve Griffith. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously and we stand adjourned. Great to see everybody today. Thanks for your time. And Guy, I'll be in touch shortly.